May 29th, 2021, Saturday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Selfish ambition is the spirit which is destroying souls and the soul of the world. The soul who concerns himself only with what will benefit himself is responsible for wars, tyranny, and all disordered politics. I say it is a spirit since it destroys the soul's journey in holiness, and very often the holiness of many who are influenced around him." The course of human history manifests this. Every evil dictator has been the servant of this spirit. Every disordered government is the product of this ambition. Many God-fearing governments are under attack by such a spirit, even as I speak to you this day. This same spirit is the cause of the rise of drug abuse, the dismantling of the family unit, and the popularity of abortion. The deliverance of this spirit from the heart of the world can only be accomplished through a conscious effort to renounce self and live in pursuit of the welfare of others. Until this becomes a priority, both in public life and in private life, the world will suffer the bad fruits of pursuit of disordered self-love. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.